Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Miller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bob Seeds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. And now, play ball. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber strikes out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters takes first base on ball four. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walters moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp takes first base on ball four. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hodap moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodap scores. Jolly moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Werber reaches second base with a double. Jolly scores. Seeds goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Berry moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodap fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hodap hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-1 in the game. Jolly strikes out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-1 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodap fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seed scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Cook scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Werber reaches second base with a double. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Miller. Werber moves to third. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Werber scores. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seeds for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Rhine pinch hits for Jake Miller. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 3 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swanson moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Kress reaches second base with a double. Swanson scores. Haas goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 3 in the game. Klein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver now playing center field. Dusty Cook now playing left field. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Sad Sam Jones pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Earl Webb pinch hits for Red Faber. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Earl Webb. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 4 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.